The bank had already moved back to Zurich, and Johnny would have liked to live there too, because of the nearby mountains. Johnny halted. Dries Glatten must have been here today, for there was a burned spot in the lawn. Dries, after turning over his sector branch office, had been appointed Galactic Bank Liaison with the Earth Planetary Bank. He had been the finder of the One, but a bank executive couldn't accept such rewards. They would undermine customer confidence. And Voraz had raised Dries' salary to 100,000 credits a year, quite enough to maintain his yacht and anything else. Dries had left the yacht here and teleported home, and while he was gone, his Salachi crew had been teaching the Chatavarians gambling games and winning a lot of their pay. But the Chinese engineers had been winning it back from the Salachis, so Johnny had kept out of it. Dries rambled all over in his yacht, an oddity to use a spacecraft to go to the corner store for a bottle of schnapps, but that was Dries. He had taken the job on the condition that he would have long weekends, and he seemed to always be going to northern Scotland. He said he was starting a peppermint industry on the side, but Johnny didn't believe him. He was sure something else was involved. Today, he had probably brought Chrissy some butter or something. On the other hand, he might have been settling some accounts with Mr. Tsung. Dries kept certain customers, and Mr. Tsung was one of them. Johnny's account was cared for by 15 Salachis who worked down at the mine site, and Dries had nothing to do with that. It ran about $1 trillion a day income now, and was growing. Mr. Tsung's account was, however, somehow interesting to Dries. Johnny had offered Mr. Tsung a salary, and Mr. Tsung had been very surprised, for he said a chamberlain usually paid his boss, from which Johnny got the explanation of how some guests were always invited and some weren't. But it was Mr. Tsung's daughter that was making money. She was named Lu, after the last empress of the Han Dynasty, and she was becoming famous. She worked in a little pagoda-like structure out back that was really a disguised anti-aircraft pit, and she turned out pictures of tigers in the snow, and birds flying, and things like that on both silk and rice paper, and they were collector's items, bringing in 1,000 credits at a crack. She also worked around the house and helped Chrissy and cut hair. Johnny decided he'd better have a metal pad installed for Dries to land on. He got along fine with him now. No use to tell him off. He couldn't get through the courtyard. Lin Li, Mr. Tsung's son-in-law, had all the banquet hall furniture out and was working it over with molecular metal spray. The young man had an audience of a couple of awed Chatavarians. He could paint pictures freehand with a metal spray gun and a piece of cardboard to catch the splatters. He was very quick. Right now, he was doing a scene Johnny knew he must have gotten from pictures of tapestries, a lot of knights. He was putting it on the huge banquet tabletop. He had stopped doing dragon medallions by hand. As they were all the same, a couple of Chatavarian mechanics, awed by his ability, had gotten him to do a perfect one, and then had made a machine to turn them out at about 10,000 an hour. The demand out in the universe was such that they were back-ordered, even so.